Good morning. It's Friday, January 14th, and for WVIK News, I'm Aryan Ballou. Augustana College is helping men at a local prison achieve a higher education. This fall, 10 men incarcerated at the East Moline Correctional Center took classes to begin pursuing bachelor's degrees. Dr. Sharon Varallo is the executive director of the Augustana Prison Education Program. She says the educational standards are the same for incarcerated students as they are for traditional ones.
So we bring faculty, their regular faculty who teach the same courses they would on campus, go into the prison and teach there. They were very busy. We kept the bar high and they surpassed it.
Public funding for prison education programs was largely cut off by the 1994 crime bill. Critics argued that taxpayer dollars should not go to educating those in prison. But Augustana's program is privately funded. There are no tax or tuition dollars involved.
Even if there were, it's about the best way you could use it, because every dollar spent on higher ed in prison, $5 is saved in taxpayer money and in all sorts of ways. It is far better for this country, far better for families, for neighborhoods, for employers, if we start remembering that people who are incarcerated are people and that they have gifts and talents. They're not different.
Augustana will be hosting a virtual panel on Monday, January 17th, with members of the Augustana program, as well as alumni of the Bard Prison Initiative. That's the 20-year-old prison education program that Augustana's is based on. And a condensed election schedule means candidates in Illinois will have less time to collect signatures to run for county or state offices in the June primary. The state of Illinois shortened the timeline to circulate petitions from 90 to 60 days. That's because of the delays in getting the legislative maps approved this year. Illinois State Board of Elections spokesperson Matt Dietrich says candidates have one-third fewer signatures to collect, but it may be tougher in the winter.
Normally they'd be doing that primarily in September and October in nice weather. They'll be doing that obviously in January and February, and we've already seen how unpredictable the weather can be in Illinois, so that could be a factor that could make it a little more difficult for the candidates.
Candidates can start circulating petitions, and they can file petitions from March 7th through the 14th. Dietrich says there will also be less time to challenge petitions. Early voting starts in mid-May. And Iowa's nursing homes and assisted living facilities continue to face severe staffing shortages. Natalie Krebs has more.
Iowa's unemployment rate has been dropping, but like many industries, the state's nursing homes and assisted living facilities say they're struggling to retain enough staff. Devin Jewell is with the Hawkeye Care Center in Dubuque. He says at one point last fall, the facility had to shut down an entire wing due to staffing issues. And he says he knows other facilities are experiencing similar shortages.
We get calls daily. I take at least 6 to 12 calls a day from hospitals, not only from here in Dubuque, but from Iowa City, Madison, Rockford, Illinois, even Omaha, Nebraska, looking for placement for people that need nursing home care.
Jewell says staff burnout has only increased as they've had to work more overtime due to staffing shortages. He made his comments on IPR's River to River. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
And the first of four Scott County legislative forums will be held tomorrow at the Bettendorf Library. Local residents are invited to meet with their state legislators, first informally from 10 to 10:30 a.m., followed by the forum from 10:30 until noon. Each forum will be held in person with a live virtual option, and six nonprofits are hosting them. Turning to sports in college basketball this weekend, the University of Illinois men's team will host Michigan tonight. The St. Ambrose basketball teams will host Roosevelt University tomorrow afternoon. And the Augustana basketball teams will travel to Bloomington, Illinois for games tomorrow night against Illinois Wesleyan. Tonight in basketball, the Bulls host the Golden State Warriors. In the Quad Cities today, snow, mainly in the afternoon, a high near 31 degrees. Tonight, that snow continues, a low around 20. Then tomorrow, cloudy, gradually more sunny, a high near 23 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a low around 6. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 23, and a low around 17 in the evening. For WVIK News, I'm Aryan Ballou.